And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 10th of August, 2013. It was on this day in 1519 that the explorer Ferdinand Magellan set off to sail around the world. Although he was Portuguese, Magellan had sworn allegiance to Spain, and he began the journey with a fleet of 5 ships and 270 men to see if he could accomplish what Columbus had failed to do, find a navigable route to Asia that didn't involve going around Africa. They set sail from Seville, heading west. After crossing the Atlantic, surviving a mutiny and losing 1 ship, Magellan reached Brazil and turned south, following the coast, until he came to a deep water strait that separated the rest of South America from Tierra del Fuego. Magellan entered the strait on All Saints' Day, 1520, so he christened it the Strait of All Saints. Later, the Spanish king changed its name to the Strait of Magellan. After sailing 373 miles in the strait, Magellan became the first European to enter the Pacific Ocean from the east, and he's the one who named it Pacific because it was so much calmer than the Atlantic. Unfortunately for Magellan, he never completed the voyage himself. The fleet stopped off in what are known as the Philippine Islands, where Magellan befriended a local chief and offered to help him in his war with the natives on a neighboring island. Magellan was killed in battle in April in 1521, and the remaining fleet continued on without him. They did arrive back in Seville, down to 1 ship and 18 men, on September 8th, 1522. It's the birthday of poet Mark Doty, born in Maryville, Tennessee in 1953. He said, "I was bored very early on by what seemed to me the plain nature of the clothes and toys and rolls handed out to little boys. I saw no future for myself there. The sort of stuff my sister kept in her special drawer of souvenirs was redolent of something else, exuberance, playfulness, permissiveness. My love of that shiny stuff in the drawer was, I think, a kind of early outbreak of longing, a wish for a life to be something more. That took other forms later on, of course, or I'd simply have become a drag queen rather than a poet." Doty did become a poet, and he has written many award-winning books of poetry, including My Alexandria, Atlantis, and Fire to Fire. And here's a poem by Mark Doty, In the Community Garden. It's almost over now, late summer's accomplishment, and I can stand face to face with this music, I to seed-paved eye, with the sunflower's architecture. Such muscular leaves, the thick stems surge, though some are still shiningly confident, others can barely hold their heads up. Their great leaves wrap the stalks like lowered shields. This one shrugs its shoulders. This one's in a rush to be nothing but form. Even at their zenith, you could see beneath the gold the end they'd come to. So what's the use of elegy if their work is this skyrocket passage through the world? Is it mine to lament them? Do you think they'd want to bloom forever? It's the trajectory they desire. Believe me, they do desire. You could say they are one intent, finally, to be this leaping green, this bronze haze bending down. How could they stand apart from themselves and regret their passing when they are a field of lifting and bowing faces, faces ringed in flames? In the Community Garden, a poem by Mark Doty, taken from his collection Fire to Fire, published by Harper Perennial, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. And this is Billy Collins for the Writer's Almanac, hoping you will join us next time.